President Cyril Ramaphosa's economic recovery plan presented in Parliament yesterday. Mixed reaction from economists and political parties. Here are some of the highlights in case you missed them. He outlined plans for 800,000 new jobs. The special COVID 350 Rand grant will be extended, but only until the end of the year. 1 trillion Rand in infrastructure investment over the next 4 years. A push to manufacture locally, fast-tracking mining projects, and revisiting the red list of nationalities that can travel to South Africa. So that's a very brief summary. Gina Schumann is an economist at Citibank joining us now. Gina, thanks for your time on the Midday Report today. More of the same, nothing new. What do you think?
Hi, Mandy. Well, thanks for having me. Look, South Africa is incredibly good at making very good plans about what to do once it's diagnosed the situation. A lot of what we heard last night are actually things and reforms that the economy has been planning on doing for quite some time. And I guess, you know, with COVID-19 hitting 2020 and the massive economic devastation we're under, you know, you could look at it and say, well, this is an acceleration of those reform plans because there's so much more urgency now. But I guess what it comes down to is that there are positives in the plan, and that, of course, energy is going to be a focus. Energy is, of course, then a key to unlock infrastructure and investment. And then investment is then the key to unlock job creation and what we call sustainable income for consumers, which obviously comes from employment. And so that emphasis on jobs, I think, is important. It always is important, especially after a year like today, this year. But also, I don't think anyone in South Africa, I don't think it would be fair to say that if there are individuals who need income support through the COVID grant being extended, that they shouldn't get it. I mean, it's only 350 Rand per month. That's below the poverty line. But what it comes down to really here is that it's very ambitious. And our track record doesn't really suggest that we're very good at implementation. So we've got questions around the financing of it, which we'll hear about in the MCPS, and then, of course, the execution, because the whole overpromise under-delivery is unfortunately something that South Africa has lived with for quite some time.
Gina, some people saying that he appeared enthusiastic, buoyant even. Do you think that he's optimistic about this plan?
I do think Cyril being optimistic.
Cyril, yeah.
I do think he is. I mean, you know, it all ties together very well. So, you know, what's different, I think, about this plan than other plans is that you can see a link between all the focuses. You know, if you're going to unlock the energy sector, well, then you know that that's going to be good for competitiveness in the manufacturing sector. And that, of course, is very good for increasing growth, which helps then, of course, investment in the country. And when people invest, they don't just invest in, you know, capital expenditure, which is basically bricks and mortar, buildings in the ground, infrastructure, but they also invest in human capital, which is then employment. So, you know, the way it all works together is very sensible, and I think it's easier to understand this plan than maybe some of the others we've had in the past. And I think, you know, his optimism is because of that. And he is a reformist president. So his hope is that this is going to come to something. And, you know, with a bit of luck of South Africa doing better, then he would be voted in for a second term, which every reformist president wants, because then they can do more. So I get his optimism, and I think there's a lot of support. Everyone in South Africa should support a plan like this. But, of course, we worry again about the execution.
Gina Schumann, an economist at Citibank, thank you for your analysis, breaking down the president's economic recovery plan yesterday. They're hoping for 3% growth over the next 10 years. We have to wait and see. Let's hope that it is supported and that it is effective as well.